Welcome to Playtime with Phone and Adam. I hope you enjoyed the stories.
Hello, welcome back to the May 27th, 2022 Reading Marathon. We're now in part two. The first four episodes of it that we posted today were a special guest, and that was part one. Now we're in part two, where it will not be a special guest. Maybe we'll have some special guests later in the day. What do you think, Adam?
Probably not, maybe in a week or two.
Or maybe we'll have one tonight.
Probably tomorrow,
right?
Yeah.
Probably tomorrow.
Okay.
Anyway, let's start the book. Today we're reading one of the retold classic fairy tales called The Three Little Pigs. It's been told over and over again in many different stories, but this one is one of my favorite retold versions of it. And let's read what it says. A long, long, long time ago, in a little cottage in the country, there lived a mother pig with her three sons. The three little pigs were growing bigger every day. So one day, a mother pig said to them, "It really is time you moved out and made homes for yourself." The next day, the three little pigs moved out, taking all their belongings with them. "Remember to watch out for the big bad wolf," warned Mother Pig. Three little pigs said goodbye to their mother and each one, and set off in a different direction. The youngest one headed for the fields. "I don't want to waste time working, so I will build my house very, very, very quickly," he said. He made himself a big straw house. His house may have been very, very quickly built, but it wasn't very strong. The big bad wolf had been watching him. He knocked on the door. "Let me in or I will blow your house down." "No," shouted the little pig. The wolf huffed and he puffed and he blew the straw house down. The little pig ran away. The second pig headed for the woods. "I don't want to waste time building my house," he said. He gathered sticks and soon made himself a house out of wood. His house may have been built very, very quickly, but it was not very strong. The big bad wolf in the forest wasn't planning on letting this one escape too. He went to the second little pig's house. He huffed and he puffed and he blew the house away. Blew the sick house down. The little pig ran away before the big bad wolf could catch him. Now the third little pig was clever. He decided to make a strong house for himself out of bricks. It was solid and would not fall down in a puff of wind. He had windows and a chimney and an armchair in front of a fire. Which one do you think is the smartest?
The third.
Yep, the third. Great job, Owen! The third pig had just settled down to a quiet evening in front of the fire where there was a knock on the door. "It's us," cried the younger two pigs. "Please let us in. The big bad wolf is after us and he wants to eat us. Hurry!" Feeling a lot safer, the two little pigs sat down in front of the lovely fireplace with their brother. They all had a nice cup of hot chocolate. The two little pigs told their brother what happened and how the big bad wolf had blown everything away. At the very moment, there was a knock at the door. "Let me in, little pig," said the big bad wolf. "No," shouted the little pig, "we won't let you in." So the big bad huffed and he puffed. But the little brick house did not move an inch. What do you think is going to happen? The big bad wolf started to climb down the chimney. "Eee!" yelled the big bad wolf as he suddenly fell into the chimney. Was hot. Splash! The wolf had landed in the huge pot of boiling water that the little pig had put on flames. The end. Now, what do you think happened to the pigs? Adam, what do you think happened to the pigs?
The wolf was trying to do it, but the third one...
No, I mean, not from what happened in this book. What do you think happened after the book? What do you think happened after the book, Adam?
The two bricks are...
Yeah, well, I think what happened is the wolf... died from the fire, and the two other pigs built brick houses next to their brother's house so they could be with each other, and they never saw the wolf again, and they lived happily ever after. Now there is one page that we skipped and we didn't realize it was there, so let's read what that says. It's at the very end. And that was the end of the big bad wolf. The third little pig let his brother stay a little while longer, but then he sent them out to build their own strong houses just in case there was another big bad wolf out there. And they all lived happily ever after.
That was mine.
That was similar to both of ours, right, Adam?
Well, both of ours are the same.
Pretty similar. Okay, well... that's the story, My Little Fairy Tale Library, The Three Little Pigs. Thanks for listening to our story marathon.
Thank you for listening to Storytime with Owen and Adam and Baby Girl Abby. Bye.